When Republicans take over the U.S. House of Representatives next month, the Democrats, who make up the majority of the city's Democratic delegation, will be out of power. But political newcomer Michael Grimm won't be. The congressman-elect for the 13th District of New York was just named to the Financial Services Committee, making him New York City's go-to guy on Capitol Hill. And as WNYC's Ozzie Paperer reports, it's just the latest chapter in what could be called an already made-for-Hollywood story.
Michael Grimm was just your typical kid growing up in Queens.
I came home at 14 and said I was going to be a Marine. I'm going to study accounting. I'm going to be an FBI agent and be a lawyer. And my mother looked at me and said, that's a lot to do. So I got a lot of time.
Not that he needed it.
At 25 years old, I had been a combat veteran of the Marine Corps. I had gotten my accounting degree and I had been a special agent of the FBI. And then at 28, I went to law school.
Oh, and before all that, he earned a black belt in karate. If the 40-year-old newly elected congressman seems a little intense, he is. After leaving the FBI in 2006, where he worked undercover using the name Mikey Suits, Grimm sort of got involved with a health food restaurant on the Upper East Side called Healthalicious.
I literally poured the concrete myself. I put up tiles. I answered the phones. I washed the dishes. I did every aspect of that business when I started it off.
But in April of 2009, construction from the 2nd Avenue subway project was threatening to topple businesses along the route. Grimm thought his already fledgling business wouldn't survive the scaffolding and lack of access, and the city wasn't doing much to alleviate the problem. So he sold his share of the company to his business partner and started thinking seriously about what's wrong with government. 6 months after leaving his restaurant, Grimm was running for Congress. For a guy who never attended a political event, let alone voted regularly in primaries, Grimm's debut was impressive. He racked up endorsements from Alaska Governor Sarah Palin and former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, whose popularity never really waned in the Staten Island and South Brooklyn neighborhoods Grimm was campaigning in. But critics thought Grimm's resume was too incredible. His opponent in the Republican primary criticized Grimm for showing a photograph of himself in his Marine uniform with medals it was later discovered he did not earn. In a televised debate, Grimm said the mistake surfaced after the photograph was taken, but he still defended what was pinned on his chest.
I risked my life. I came back and I wore the ribbons and medals that my commanding officer told me to wear. And now you have the audacity to challenge me after serving this country. You sleep under a blanket of freedom that I helped provide. You should just say thank you.
Grimm won the primary with nearly 70% of the vote. Add a bunch of Tea Party support and missteps by a moderate Democratic freshman incumbent, and you've got a 51% election night victory for Michael Grimm. Recently, I visited Grimm's campaign office on Staten Island. It's in a shopping strip, along with a tanning salon, a clothing store selling discount uniforms, and a place offering free body waxes. Not that Grimm needs any of that. He is, to put it bluntly, handsome. Full head of black hair, blue eyes, dimpled cheeks, the sort of pretty face that normally isn't in politics. Add to it the fact that he works out regularly.
You know what I get asked a lot? I get asked why I'm not married yet. Dad, I get asked that a lot.
He says he's single because of the work he's chosen to do. For example, when he was working undercover at the FBI, it was impossible to come home and be a family man.
I didn't see how I could do it. The type of father that I would want to be and the type of husband that I would want to be. I'll be completely honest. I'm having those same feelings right now with being in Congress.
So for now, Grimm says he is not planning to have too many dates. On Staten Island, he lives in a one-bedroom apartment in a house he owns and rents out to another family. In Washington, Grimm says he'll rent a one-bedroom apartment, no roommates. But there's plenty of work to keep him busy. He says repealing or defunding the federal health care bill President Obama steered through Congress is a major priority and will likely be attempted in the first year of the new Congress. He supports rolling back that bill, but Grimm is quick to note he wants to work across the aisle and find ways to work with the other party.
And that's exactly what Congress needs to do now. We have to stop saying, well, you're a Democrat, so I can't vote for your bill. And you're a Republican, so I can't vote for your bill. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is an American bill.
When I asked about how far he's willing to compromise, he said a lot, except on some core principles like abortion.
Pro-life versus pro-choice. There's not much negotiation there. I'm pro-life. That's not going to change. That doesn't mean I can't respect your debate. That doesn't mean we can't talk about the issue, but at the end of the day...
And, as if right on cue,
here's all I do.
He gets a call from the mayor.
Thank you.
The Democrat turned Republican turned independent Mayor Bloomberg didn't support Grimm, but is now in touch with him regularly. Grimm says he doesn't hold a grudge against Bloomberg for not supporting him or for the 2nd Avenue subway project. While he navigates Washington as a freshman member of the majority, the only one from New York City, Grimm says he's going to work 24/7 with the little time carved out for himself.
The only thing I'm going to do is try to get an hour, you know, at least 3-4 times a week in the gym, because otherwise I'll go crazy. So to keep my sanity and to keep stress levels down, that's my vice.
A few minutes later, Grimm politely ended the interview saying he was behind schedule. There was an elementary school he had to visit before a civic meeting later that night. For WNYC, I'm Ozzie Papera.